What's going on? You are listening to another Hurdle Moment from Hurdle, a podcast that talks to everyone from top CEOs to entrepreneurs and athletes about how they got through tough times, hurdles of sorts, by leaning into wellness. My name's Emily Abadi, and today I am recapping my experience of racing the Brooklyn Mile over the weekend, coming just short of my 6-minute time goal, and applying it to a bigger picture of what we often classify as failures. I'm a firm believer that the only people who truly fail are those that don't try at all. And in today's Hurdle Moment, I dig into the idea that failure happens each and every single time to teach us something great. If you relate to what I'm putting down today, do me a solid, post a screen grab of this episode, quote what you love, and tag a friend. Share the love and make sure to listen all the way through till the end, because I've got a favor to ask you that's going to make us both better. You know the drill, at Hurdle Podcast, at Emily Abadi. Hit me with an email over at emily@hurdle.us. I also put out a call to action the other day. I've been getting a lot of inquiries from you guys about fall marathon training. As you know, I'm a certified run coach. So if you're looking for some tips, some strategies, some help coming into a fall marathon and you want to get in touch, hit me up at that email address. I am more than happy to give you a helping hand. It's my favorite time of the year. And with that, let's get to hurdling. Sunday was pretty tough for me, not just because I ran a mile in 6 minutes and 7 seconds, and that's hard, but because it was emotionally exhausting. The thing about the goals that we often set for ourselves is that there's something that takes time for us to work up to. I'd been training for the better part of almost 3 months for this past Sunday. There were early mornings at the track in the Lower East Side that took me almost an hour to get to by bus and then city bike and then walking. There were early nights that I skipped wine and dinners and catching up with friends just because I wanted to be in my bed early enough to get up the next day and go work out. So as I crossed the finish line, seeing that 6-minute, 7-second time above me, I felt pretty defeated. I was angry and frustrated, and it was hard because there was nothing I could do about it. I felt as though I had let myself down. I walked away from the finish line directly to one of my good friends, and I looked at him, and I almost wanted to completely just break down in tears. He looked back at me, asked me if I needed water, and then as we were walking into a CVS, he said, "I know you're upset right now and you deserve that, but you know that this is still a win." And he was right. And I did. This isn't the first time in my life that I've quote unquote failed, but it's the first time in a long time where I was reminded of how valuable failing can be. Plenty of times every single day, something goes wrong. Maybe you've invested your time in someone who doesn't offer you the same courtesy, or you've hit a speed bump at the office on a project that goes south, or a friend ditches you for a show or workout class that you were really looking forward to. Failures, you know, they come in all different shapes and sizes and magnitudes and instances and you name it. The most valuable lesson that failure has taught me is that giving up is never an option. For every failure that happens, there's an alternative course of action. Let me say that one more time. For every failure that happens, there is an alternative course of action. If you were to give up on a goal just because of a little bitty speed bump, then maybe you need to think about how important that goal was to you in the first place. When we fail, we are presented with an opportunity to learn. And then pivot. So what if we fall just shy of our goals, right? When that happens, we then have the chance to get back up and do something different. This is your opportunity to be courageous. And how great is that? To stand tall, to home in on exactly where things may have gone wrong, and then refocus your energy on the things you can control for the next time. Just because you accept a failure does not mean you can't keep trying. For me, that means likely signing up for another race. It also means continuing to get comfortable with the uncomfortable. It means being gracious and kind to myself in the wake of things not going as planned. And that can feel super difficult. It also means being proud of the steps and sacrifices, those early mornings, those early nights, the opportunity cost, the things that have gotten me to the point where I have the opportunity to fail in the first place. So do me this favor. Write down your big goal. Give it an actionable deadline. Anticipate the hurdles that may stand in your way and think actively about what you have control over that can help you conquer what's in your path. It's going to take some time. That's okay. Then do me a solid and share it with me, whether that's on Instagram or over email or whatever you feel comfortable with. Together, let's hold each other accountable for these big goals. Let's hold each other accountable for what comes next. For me, I'm still pushing for that sub 6 minute mile, but I've got a few other things on my radar that I promise I'll let you in on soon. Man, I feel like things are about to get spicy. Let's get after it, hurdlers. Another hurdle conquered. Catch you guys next time.